I am Daniel White, the third president of GLM Omnimedia Group, and this is episode number 88 of the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you, dear friend, get things done every day of your life so that you can accomplish something worthwhile and great with your life for the glory of God. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for His glory, His praise, His honor, and His kingdom. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Beloved, in this podcast, we are going through the fine book, Doing It Now, by Dr. Edwin C. Bliss. Allow me to tell you a quick little story about how I obtained this book years ago. I was scheduled to preach in a church that I preached in every year at the same time, and we just had a grand old time in the Lord, in the church services, but after the church services as well. We would go to Giovanni's when I could eat that kind of wonderful food. Giovanni's had the best cheesesteaks anywhere in the world. And so we would have great services, and then we would go to Giovanni's and go back to the pastor's house and watch Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player of all time, in the playoffs and in the finals. I have great memories of that. But one year when I was leaving Philadelphia and going through the Philadelphia airport, I stopped by a little bookstore, as was my custom, and I picked up this little book and read it in its entirety. It is one of the best books that I have ever read on the subject of productivity. In fact, it was so good that I stopped reading books like that because it was the best ever. I didn't need anything else regarding getting things done. And by the way, beloved, God put you here. I know you may feel you have a different makeup and this, that, and other, but God put you on earth to do things. First and foremost, of course, to worship Him and to give Him glory and praise, to serve Him. But even in that, He wants you to get things done. Life does not move forward unless you get up and you get things done. So as I was saying, it was one of the best books that I have ever read in on the subject of productivity, getting things done, and avoiding procrastination. And along with prayer and the power of God in my life, and Jesus Christ, my Savior, being the center of my life, it is one of the reasons why I have accomplished so much in my life. Today I will continue sharing with you some of the principles that Edwin C. Bliss talks about in his book. As we begin, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God. Galatians 6:9 says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Our quote for today is from Henry Ford. He said, "You can't build a reputation on what you are going to do. You've got to get it done." And I added that part. And let me say it another way. You've got to get it done, man. Okay? just get the job done. In the words of Belichick of the New England Patriots, do your job. Do your job. Do what you're supposed to do. Today, beloved, in the Get Things Done podcast, we are looking at part 14 of step 11, manage your time. That sounds rather cold-hearted, and I'm picking up where we left off. So if you didn't get the last episode, you need to go back and listen. It is free of charge. That sounds rather cold-hearted. The person who asks you wouldn't be seeking your help if it weren't needed. As a loyal member, employee, friend, spouse, parent, or whatever, shouldn't you cheerfully demonstrate your willingness to cooperate and to help? Yes, up to a point. We all want to contribute to society and to our organizations and our families. Most of us are happy to do our fair share. But when, because of timidity or misplaced altruism, we accept responsibilities that are too burdensome, we are being unfair to our family, our associates, our organization, and ourselves. Some groups and some people are insensitive and insatiable in their demands. To overcommit your time in such circumstances should be thought of as weakness, not willingness. A certain amount of give and take is implicit in any relationship, and we all frequently will yield to the wishes of a friend or loved one. But when that other person begins to push too hard, demanding so much of you that your own needs and interests are trampled, it's time for a forthright expression of your feelings. You needn't be antagonistic. Don't accuse the other person of taking advantage of you. Just talk about your own feelings. I feel that what you've asked me to do will take time that I had planned to devote to certain other things that are important to me, so I'm going to have to say no. How much better it is to bring the matter out into the open this way, instead of resentfully accepting the assignment and then wondering why you did. And on top of that, having a bad attitude about it. Let it be, in the words of the Beatles, and I'm adding this part, let it be. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries, is coming and we live, we will continue this discussion and this lesson, this teaching, in our next podcast episode. Now, dear friends, let's pray the prayer that we pray every Monday. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.